For Milagros Cruz, there's a direct relationship between immigrant-owned businesses and the vibrancy of a city.
Just look around Hartford. They create jobs. I have one client who opened a restaurant on Park Street in Hartford who's created five jobs.
In addition to being the daughter of an entrepreneurial family, Cruz is an immigration attorney, and she says in her practice she has daily experience of the barriers foreign-born entrepreneurs face in starting companies.
It's the trust issue. Some of my clients I have found come from countries where they don't trust their government. Banks are part of that government. And so they try to stay away from the mainstream. They try and stay away from anything official, anything government related.
That led her to help in the formation of a new nonprofit called International Hartford. It will partner with immigrants who want to start businesses or who are already entrepreneurs and help them navigate red tape and access credit and other essential services. It also wants to promote Hartford as a potential destination for entrepreneurial immigrants from elsewhere who are prepared to make a commitment to the city.
There's a great deal of interest. We have about a dozen clients so far and we haven't opened our doors.
Art Feldman used to work for the city of Hartford. He's now the executive director of International Hartford. One of the organization's early clients wants to open a taco truck, another to import products from his native Morocco.
One of the things that we think that immigrants can help Hartford with is create those trade links, both for import and for export, that we're not seeing experiencing right now.
Feldman and Cruz have led two events this week in the city to introduce their new organization, both to immigrant groups and to potential service providers who might be able to help them. They've attracted interest from state government too. Secretary of the State Denise Merrill says the immigrant experience is one which she, along with many Americans, can identify with.
My grandmother was a tough businesswoman and bought a lot of property, and she was an Irish immigrant, and she always used to say, "I want to own the ground I stand on." She died when she was 98 and worked till the day she died.
Merrill says her office, which registers all businesses in the state, is looking forward to the connections this new organization can provide and the data it may throw up about just how immigrant businesses affect our economy. Some of those numbers may also challenge stereotypes. For instance, a quarter of all high-tech firms in the US are owned by immigrants. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.